The Electoral Commission begins a two-day biometric voter mop-up exercise throughout designated polling stations in the country today. All regions except the Central and Bono Ahafo will take part in the exercise. The designated polling stations will open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. The Electoral Commission cautions the public not to use this opportunity to indulge in multiple registration. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Epi has more on the biometric voter mop-up.
The mop-up exercise gives an opportunity to qualified Ghanaian voters who were not able to register in the 40-day exercise to have their names included in the final voters register the Electoral Commission is compiling. This has become necessary due to some technical hitches experienced during the beginning phases of the biometric voters registration that ended May 5, and appeals from various groups to extend the exercise. Only selected polling stations throughout the country will be open for the exercise. The polling stations will open from 8 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. for the two-day mop-up exercise. Details of which polling stations will be open for registration is available on the Electoral Commission's website. Applicants are required to take along with them identification documents such as a driver's license, national ID card, or a passport. Persons without any acceptable forms of identification will require two guarantors who are already registered as voters to guarantee their registration. The Electoral Commission cautions the public not to use the mop-up exercise as an opportunity to indulge in multiple registration. Sylvia Arnaud is the Commission's Principal Public Relations Officer.
If you have registered, you do not have any business at the centre to go and re-register. It means that you want to come face-to-face with the law, and would wish that people who have already registered do not go contrary to the law by re-registering, because the arm of the law would get them and deal with them accordingly.
You heard Sylvia Arnaud, Principal Public Relations Officer of the Electoral Commission, ending that report by Rebecca Epe.